If you look back in your life, your worst fear usually didn't happen to the extent that you thought it would be. You know, Job said, the thing that I feared most came upon me. His worst fear happened. Lost his whole family. God gave it back, though. His worst fear happened to him, but most people, their worst fear does not happen. And if it does happen, there's usually a solution right around the corner, because the solution's always before the problem. The problem is just what is the problem, really? The problem is actually an avenue to see how God always makes a way. It's to prove God's faithfulness. The solution happens. It's like God is providing you a solution. Are you willing to step into it? You know, but there's an old saying, somebody prays to God, Lord, help me. And somebody comes by in a canoe and they're stuck on this island. They come by in the canoe and they say, I'm waiting on God to help me. Or somebody came on a surfboard or something. Then they came on a canoe and then they came on a boat and they said, I'm waiting on God to help me. And then somebody came over with a helicopter and he said, I'm waiting on God to help me. It's like God is helping you. So they were waiting on some kind of supernatural event, the earth to swallow up but the supernatural event was God using people to help you. They were waiting for the water just to disappear, and they just walked through the water, you know. But the supernatural event was somebody coming by with a surfboard or a canoe or a boat or a helicopter, and they said, I'm waiting on God to fix this. God is fixing it. But everybody's waiting on something big, and it usually these little things that happen are small little instances. These little small little steps to get you to the other side. It seems like it's not a miracle, but it is. Everything's a miracle. Everything is a miracle. Every moment is a miracle. And so when you're moving towards your destination, every moment is a miracle. The question is, are you going to step into each moment, you know, by faith? Are you going to step into each moment by faith? Are you going to stay in the dark side? Looking for something big to happen. Something big is happening in the little small stuff, you know. So if you're faithful, what's the saying? If you're faithful in small, you could be faithful in much. You got to prove that you're faithful in little stuff to be faithful in the big stuff. That's how it works. I want a solution. I need, Lord, help me. All right, so he sends you, Lord, I need some food. So he sends you a cheeseburger. Or sends you, you find a couple dollars on the side of the road. I need some water. Actually, if you study bushcraft, you'll realize food's everywhere. You can eat tree bark, you can eat grass, you can eat berries, you can eat bugs if you have to. Food is everywhere. This scarcity lie is just a lie. But I'm just saying, the thing that you feared most, a lot of times you find out it wasn't that big of a deal after all. What you thought was the worst thing was actually the best thing. Usually the worst thing that ever happened to you is the best thing that ever happened to you. I'd say about 99% of the time, if you can get to the other side, the worst thing that ever happens to you is usually the best thing. Because when you get to the other side, you say, oh, if I can make it through that, I can make it through anything.